Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Welcome. This hour, Brandon McMillan from the CBS hit series Lucky Dog. He just picked up an Emmy. Wow. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't realize that they gave Emmys for that, but they do, apparently. He's done a fine job really representing the dogs on CBS every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. He says he can train your dog, or you can train your dog, within 7 days to do the basics. What are the basics? You should know the basics. Sit, stay, down, come, off, heel, and no. And before they learn any other tricks, they need to know these basics.
Yep.
And we'll be asking him about that in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. I also want to know what his style is. Because, you know, there's the Cesar Millan style, which is kind of
controversial. The
discipline.
Way, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's
dominance.
Dominance. Yeah, that's really what it is. Victoria Stilwell, she's more of a treat-based.
And positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement is what they call that. I'm glad you ladies had the proper names, what I was trying to say. The words are all there. You put them in order. Brandon will be with us talking about his brand new book and his first book, I believe. Did you know he's bi-coastal? Not a lot of people know that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't really anything wrong with that. We're pretty open-minded here at Animal Radio. What else is happening this hour? That's it. No, Lori, you're working in the newsroom. You got something. Hopefully can beat it.
I'm trying to get some work done, but I'm having so much fun, Hal. It's been difficult. We're going to find out. You know, there's such a debate about what kind of animal can really be a service animal, and people fudging with taking an animal on a plane, saying that it is their emotional support animal. So they are having meetings going on in Washington, and we'll tell you what the airline is wanting to do about which animals they want to allow. Only like two types of animals.
Are they going to ban my service ferret? Because if they're going to ban my service ferret, I don't know. I've just got the little badge and everything that goes over
here. You'll have to wait a minute, and I'll tell you.
Good luck keeping it on them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Let's head on over to Belinda. Hey, Belinda, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Bellflower, California.
Oh, the L.A. area. So how are you doing? What's up? I got the whole team here. We can help you.
Hi. I'm calling. I have a almost five-year-old Savannah that has a clothing fetish.
Wait, is that a cat?
A cat. Yeah, that'll be my call there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. When she was around two, she started eating like material, like towels, clothing, blankets. I can't keep any towels or toilet paper, anything in the bathroom. I took her to two vets. They couldn't find anything wrong with her. And then about a year after that, she stopped eating. And when I took her in, they thought she was plugged up because I never found any evidence of any of the material that she ate. And they couldn't find anything. They did exploratory surgery, and they just said she had a severe food allergy.
Okay.
And she still, although I don't leave anything out, so she hasn't been doing this for about a year. And I think it's because there's nothing for her to chew on anymore. But I didn't know if it was like a food, like she was missing something in her diet. Right now she's on a hypoallergenic diet because of the food allergy.
Okay. When we have a kitty that's chewing on fabrics, we call that wool sucking. Some will just suck on fabrics. Others will chew or try to ingest that. But it's a complicated disorder. And in many cases, we do feel that it is an obsessive compulsive disorder. And there can be some genetic traits linking towards this. And we do see it a lot in some of the Oriental breeds. And Savannahs can have Oriental breeds within that. So for those that don't know, a Savannah is a hybrid cat, serval mixed with a domestic short hair. And sometimes they have the Asa cats or the Oriental short hairs mixed in there. But this obsessive compulsive disorder, if it's not something like that, it can also be something digestive, food allergy and malabsorptive problems. So I do like the fact that your kitty is on a hypoallergenic diet. And for some cats, that or the higher level treatments, if we have inflammatory bowel disease present, medications to suppress that may be in order. If that's not the case and they didn't feel she had a huge inflammatory bowel disease component, then, you know, the diet might be the only thing we need to do medically, and then look at what other things that we can do to treat the wool sucking. And the number one thing that I like that you said is that you've restricted access to those items. Something as simple as towels or clothes, laundry laying around, those kind of things, just having those out of way and not around can help to eliminate that behavior. And there are some thoughts that by increasing other alternate oral behaviors, because it can have an obsessive component, so some cats just need to chew on something, whether it be, you know, a doggy rawhide, a lamb ear, providing them with kitty grass can be helpful for some cats.
I did buy her about a year and a half ago. One of those large dog bones. I got at one of the restaurants. I mean, it was huge. Mm-hmm. And I let her gnaw on that for quite a while. I mean, she worked that over.
And that's another one.
That was just something that I figured, well, she's going to chew. I even gave her a couple of Kong toys.
Good.
I was trying to think of things too, but because I couldn't figure out why she was doing it. It was very frustrating. And like I said, since she's had the surgery, which was, it's been about 2 years now, a year and a half, she hasn't had that problem. But then again, I haven't left anything out for her.
Good. And that might be interesting, because the diet plus your changes, you know, may have been successful enough right now that you don't have to look at some of the other steps that we would do. But, you know, some of those other things, you know, making sure that, you know, everything's picked up, the environment, we enrich that. So, you know, just making sure everything is as stress-free as possible. And some cats with wool sucking, it'll actually be triggered after a stressful event or some kind of household change. But the vast majority of cats that do this, it actually starts at puberty. So just at a couple months of age is when this behavior starts to kick in. And
it was about a year and a half, 2 years when she started. And the lady I got her from said, oh, it's a phase she's going through. And I'm like, after 2 years, I'm like, yeah, this is a really long phase. I don't think so.
Yeah. And, you know, in my practice, I tell you, over 50% of the cats that have this behavior are Siamese. The other ones will be Burmese and the other Oriental breeds. So it is very common in these guys. And sometimes we do have to pull out medications such as Kitty Prozac or clomipramine is another one that I'll use with this kind of behavior if we don't get the help we need with the environmental changes.
Well, I think the food might have helped, because, like I said, she hasn't. I have a blanket that's missing, you know, about a foot swatch out of it.
I used to have a Siamese cat that would chew his tail, and well, so much so that it would lick, it would tear the hair off. It was mutilating itself.
And that's a very similar kind of behavior. Yeah. Wow. An obsessive compulsive behavior where they'll suck and chew on their tail, and almost, you know, kind of like a security blanket. Is there a little pacifier they're chewing on?
I understand.
I'd say my cat used to suck and chew on my fingers, my little finger. And he would just close his eyes and just chew and chew and chew.
Okay, well, let's head back to the phones. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Whether you have a exotic cat like Belinda there, the Savannah, or you have an iguana or a flamingo, Dr. Debbie's pretty well versed, and she can help you out. In fact, she's practices in Vegas. One of these days, she's going to stop practicing and actually do it for real. But she sees a lot of different strange animals, because Vegas is full of different strange animals. Among the animals that she sees, well, the Yorkshire Terrier, the Shih Tzu, the Pug, the Mini Schnauzer, all very exotic dogs. And she has, in fact, written books about all of these dogs, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend, and you can find them over at Amazon. The Kindle books over there, and of course we have links at animalradio.com.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 reasons every day is Halloween in the pet world. So you may think Halloween is one day a year, and I'll agree that's true on the calendar. However, I've been pondering this notion for a while, and as I explored it, I have now concluded and am ready to declare this here on Animal Radio, every day is Halloween for the pet world. Think about it. What is Halloween known for? treats, dressing up, walking the neighborhood and seeing friends, and greeting them with a huge smile of internal warmth. On top of that, the kids in our lives can't wait to get out and walk the neighborhood. Well, that's how most days go for those with pets. Our fur kids are dressed up each day, ready to get out of the house and on a walk, and they can't wait to see the neighbors. Each morning, regardless of whether you have a dog, cat, bird, or other pet, you wake up to an energized being ready to get moving. They have more enthusiasm than you, and they can't wait to get started. Dogs in particular are at the front door asking, begging, even demanding that we get going on a walk around the neighborhood. Dogs stop at most of the houses to sniff the scented treats that have been left behind by other dogs. They let each other know where the good houses are and the ones to skip. That's the kind of teamwork and camaraderie that all kids have on Halloween. Which house is giving out the good candy and which house is giving out boxes of raisins? Ugh, I'm still haunted by boxes of raisins. Next is the dressing up. That's right, for many it's a chance to be something different, whimsical, scary, or just simply have fun. The same holds true in the pet world. Yes, there are outfits, costumes, blingy collars, pet paints, and so much more that are more common than ever. And just like children, some pets love this activity of getting dressed up to see their adoring public and to shine like the stars they are. One more similarity is that many children are pushed around the neighborhood in strollers to trick or treat. So too are many dogs and cats these days. It's not a rarity anymore, and I predict that pets being pushed around in strollers may become an epidemic within the next 100 years. Halloween is all about the treats, and so too are the pets in our lives. Every day is filled with a quick stop off at the desk, at the table, on the sofa. It's like Halloween. Instead of trick-or-treating, we know exactly what our pets are doing. Licks for treats, which is best translated as, I'm going to give you kisses and loves because I know that ends with a tasty treat or two. Okay, all kidding aside, Halloween really is every day for anyone with pets, and we receive treats galore without the cavities. Share your Everyday is Halloween thoughts on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.